Morning Edition at 6:42. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's WHYY. We are remembering people in our region who died due to the pandemic. Today, WHYY Zoe Reed tells us about 82-year-old Charlie Seacrest of Claymont, Delaware, who was both prickly and lovable.
A combination of Dean Martin, Andy Griffith, and James Garner. That's how Terry Hansen describes her father, Charlie Seacrest.
He was a complete tomcat, good looker, good Southern boy, and he'd kick your ass if he needed to.
Hansen says her father had his flaws. He kept up a hard shell around him at times and had complicated relationships with his children from two different marriages. Over the years, Hansen came to understand her father better. She says his own difficult childhood molded him.
He did the best he could, and when the best wasn't awesome, it was still the best he could do.
He may have been stubborn, but he was also known for his lightheartedness and spontaneity and his patience as a teacher. Hansen's 15-year-old son, Connor, says the most vivid memory of his granddad is the first time he taught him how to fish when he was 7 or 8.
Like, I don't think he ever directly said, "Hey, Connor, I love you," or anything like that. But I knew that he cared. He made it very clear that he cared.
Peggy Thomas grew up next door to Hansen and her family. When Thomas took up bowling as a middle schooler, Seacrest coached her. When she made mistakes during competitions, he calmly told her how to improve her game in the next round.
Whenever I'm bowling, I always think of Charlie. If it hadn't been for him, I probably would have not been very good at it.
In his later years, Seacrest enjoyed teaching his son-in-law, Drew Hansen, how to fix cars. One thing that was always tough for him was figuring out which direction to turn the wrench to loosen or tighten a nut.
Anytime I would mess this up, you know, I could just hear him mumbling over my shoulder, "Lefty loosey, righty tighty," to remind me of which way to turn things, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. I heard that in my ear more times than I could count, and I still hear it in my head every time I mess it up.
Hansen says her dad didn't show affection through words or hugs, but through his actions. When she needed surgery to have half her thyroid removed, she was terrified.
The day before the surgery, my dad shows up at my door, and he's got pinto beans, cornbread, and diced raw onion. And that was like childhood comfort food. That was his way of saying, "I'm thinking about you, and I'm caring about you, and I want you to be okay."
Toward the end of his life, Hansen and her family cared for him, frequently visiting her father in his nursing home in Wilmington. When the pandemic hit, they weren't allowed to visit anymore. Seacrest died of COVID-19 on April 6th. Hansen says she hopes her dad knew how much she wanted to be there for him, to return the support he gave her. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.